One of the rare diplomatic success stories in Ukraine is now in peril. Russia has suspended its participation in a UN-mediated grain deal. UN officials are still hoping shipments can continue because millions of people around the world rely on the food and fertilizer exports. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Russia called for an emergency UN Security Council meeting to protest Ukrainian drone strikes over the weekend on Russian ships in Crimea. Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said that prompted Russia to suspend its participation in the Black Sea Grain Initiative. He spoke through an interpreter.
Everyone sees clearly now that the Ukrainian side considers the Black Sea humanitarian corridor for military and sabotage purposes.
But the UN's humanitarian chief Martin Griffiths says no cargo vessels were in the corridor the night of those drone attacks, and all parties agree this is a civilian program with joint inspections and carefully crafted procedures.
To be clear, no military vessels, aircraft, or assets are or have been involved in support of the initiative by any party.
Kenya's ambassador, Martin Kimani, said a reported drone strike in Crimea should not endanger global food security. He said he regrets Russia's decision to suspend its participation in a deal that the UN and Turkey negotiated.
The world is hungry, and this development makes life harsher for millions who are not party to the war in Ukraine.
The UN's humanitarian chief is still holding out hope that Russia's suspension will be temporary. Martin Griffiths told reporters outside the Security Council chambers that 12 ships have been cleared to leave Ukraine, and there are about 86 ships already in the Bosporus, loaded with about 2 million tons of food.
It was always going to be a rough ride implementing an initiative which brings two warring parties together, two warring parties for whom this war is as tragic and difficult and savage as what any of I have ever seen.
The U.S. says Russia's move is having immediate and harmful impacts. Grain prices rose over the weekend. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.